This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Diabetes of football on this Total Request Thursday, NFL Lunch style. Vinny is off for the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, OTAs opened to the masses yesterday out at One Winning Drive. We heard from John Harbaugh earlier, talking mainly about Justin Tucker and the decision to make that move. Now we get to Mark Andrews, who, if you recall, after the loss to the Bills, didn't talk to the media after it. Because he had a drop, fumble, then a drop, two-point conversion that could have sent the game into overtime. Let's not forget, not making excuses for him, by the way. There was still over a minute left in the game. So Buffalo would have had a chance to go down and maybe kick the game-winning field goal. But either way, Andrews didn't meet with the media and tell us how bad he felt because he sucked. Because we wanted to hear him tell us what we already knew how he felt. But we wanted to hear it. But he didn't do it. Could have nipped it in the bud there, Steve. Could have mentioned it the next day when he cleaned out his locker. Didn't. Here he is talking to the local guys and ladies for the first time. And here he is talking about the playoff loss and everything that went wrong for him in said loss.
It's tough. You know, as someone, this is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that I'd planned it. And you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible offseason, and I'm excited to just to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments. And you know, that's the thing about sports is it doesn't always fall your way, it doesn't always go your way, but it's how you bounce back.
Had a horrible game. Anyone who watched it saw it in real time. But he's had a great Ravens career and bouncing back. I think he's certainly capable of doing it from that moment where all of a sudden he doesn't turn into the biggest stiff in the history of NFL tight ends. But what you maybe look at is, you know, he did have 11 TDs last season. 55 catches, 673 yards, averaged less than 40 yards a game receiving. Isaiah Likely is an ascending star, and we'll hear from him tomorrow as we revisit this. But Andrews bouncing back, I don't really expect that to be much of a problem. But question is, now he's another year older, you know, what's left in the tank in regards to, is he still Pro Bowl level, Mark Andrews?
Maybe not. But one thing, Bob, one play should not erase all those years of good things he did for the Ravens. Think about how Ravens fans considered him in the third quarter of that game and how they considered him at the end of that game. It's very, very different. And again, as you point out, they may not win the game, even if he catches that ball. And so he can't win everybody back with words right now. The press conference, okay, that's fine, but that's not how he's going to do it. He's going to have to do it by making big plays again, being Mark Andrews, as they've seen him for many, many years, and that can't happen until we get to the season. And if he has some early struggles next year, then it lingers.
Now, he was subject of trade rumors, if you believe that thing that circles around in the media world. And Mark Andrews was asked after the debacle in Buffalo, did he even expect to be back after that and possible trade rumors, knowing that he's free agent like everybody else at the tight end spot?
For me, I've always talked about it. It's always, you know, just putting in the work, and whatever the cards are played, they're played. But I focus on myself and this team, and, you know, and let all the other stuff, you know, deal however it's going to be dealt with. But extremely excited to be here. This is an incredible organization. I'm very thankful to be here for my eighth year. And yeah, it's awesome to be here.
You got bang for your buck, third round draft pick, and he's been paid. Now, whether or not he gets another extension from the Ravens, we'll see. I think that might be more of an Isaiah Likely thing. But Mark Andrews is a guy that was just kind of letting chips fall where they may, because these are things getting traded that he can't control anyway.
Right.
So he's at the behest of Eric DaCosta and teams that might want to secure his services. What's he going to retire? Not do it? If he gets traded, he just got to, you know, go with the flow. Part of reality.
I think he's still got some good football in him, and we're going to see it this season again and again. Now, he's not a lone wolf. That tight end position is much stronger on the Ravens than it was a couple years ago when he was carrying the mail. He doesn't have to do it all by himself anymore. But again, Bob, he can't win the fans back until that's going to happen with performance, when the games count.
We mentioned the contract. He's a free agent. Kohler's a free agent. Isaiah Likely free agent after the season. Mark Andrews, how about that contract security? You want that before we kick off this game?
It's not for me to deal with that. I thought Eric had a great way of saying he's in the business of keeping great players. And for me, I think, you know, I'm a great player. You know, I think I've been able to do it at the highest level, you know, the best of the best for a long time. And I'm not slowing down, so.
He ain't lying. But we go back
confidence
to the
confidence is there.
Yeah, but the trade, you know, he can't control that. Now, right. The Ravens come at him with an offer that he could refuse. I'm guessing he might. But maybe he's looking at this season, his eighth. Believe it or not, him and Lamar were drafted in the same class back in 2018. Eighth season? Get out of here. He gets the Pro Bowl again, or he's an All-Pro. You know, he'll be an attractive tight end to someone. Maybe not here in Baltimore because they have other people they need to pay. But Mark Andrews, he's a great player. You just heard him say it. And he'll apply his trade elsewhere, and he'll apply it at probably a pretty premium dollar as well.
Probably so. And again, he's paying a price for how he handled the aftermath of not catching that ball. He didn't talk that day. Days later, he puts out his own statement. He doesn't take questions until just yesterday. So there's some ramifications that come with that. But again, it doesn't wash away all he's done as a Raven, Bob. And I do think we hear from the angry fans, right? We don't hear from the totality of fans. So I would think 100% of Ravens Nation, a lot of percentage of that group still believes in this guy.
NFL Lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Getting back to the football aspect of things, Todd Monken, third year as the OC. Mark Andrews talks about growing in Monken's offense.
Yeah, you know, Monk's a creative mind, and, you know, he's always pushing us to be better, run up to the line fast, all the little details that matter within a game. It makes a difference, because when you're on your details, when you're focused on the little things, those are the things that matter. And I think that, you know, him continuing to push us, his creative mind is calling the plays. You know, he's on the point, you know, at all times.
A lot of weapons for Todd Monken to work with as well, not just Andrews and Likely. But you have Flowers, you have Bateman. They just brought in DeAndre Hopkins to the equation. Not the guy he was when he was an All-Pro with the Texans, but still going to be an asset, not to mention Lamar Jackson, who should have won his third MVP last year, coming off his best season. And that Derrick Henry guy, who you just extended, rushed for almost 2,000 yards last year. So there's no shortage of things for Todd Monken to work on with this offense and get as creative as he possibly can.
Yeah, they've done a great job of surrounding Lamar with legit big play talent, guys like Zay Flowers are young and getting better, and they bring in Hopkins, and Mark Andrews still has it, and you have Likely. I mean, you have so many weapons there that they didn't have 3 or 4 years ago. So, Bob, I was looking at ESPN's PFI. I think that's for FPI. What was it? Football Performance Index. This is how they rank them today. Philly, KC, Baltimore, Detroit, Buffalo. That's the cream of the NFL, and the Ravens are right in the middle of it.
No doubt, and we were talking about it yesterday, Nolan and I, and it's appropriate. They should be considered one of the best teams in football. They were number one seed 2 years ago, lost championship game. Last year gave Buffalo all they could handle, and then some. You know, if you want home field and defend your turf, and let's be honest, even going back to earlier Ravens teams, they're not invincible at home in the postseason. They're not. But chance to go to Super Bowl 60 is greater in Baltimore than, say, going to Arrowhead or up to Buffalo in late January.
With the Orioles, we talk about their winning window, right? All these young players, it should be good for a couple more years. With the Ravens, it's a different window. It's the Lamar window. They've got talent around him now. They've got a pretty good offensive line around him. The defense is usually pretty formidable. The coaching staff is good. The fans love the town. The town loves the team. So, I mean, it's their time. The Lamar window is still wide open.
And they could go 17-0, but if they don't get to the Super Bowl, at the very least the AFC Championship game, it's going to be a disappointing year for a lot of people. Out there at the castle, and certainly within the fan base. When we come back, we're going to talk some American League East, the American League East report. We got some day baseball. We'll get into that. The Norfolk Tides, as a matter, well, they're getting, you know, they're losing. But anyway, Kowser's playing, and so is Westberg, which is good news because they're going to be up here in Baltimore at some point in time, probably soon. So stick around for that. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talks of football, baseball, basketball, whatever with him. And then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw for Inside Access takes over here at 2 o'clock. No Orioles tonight. They are off. That means no BBT, but we're back tomorrow live from Pickles Pub as they get ready for the White Sox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, we talked about this a lot. First hour or so of the program, Orioles lose last night 6-4 to the Cardinals. They were up 3-0. Cade Povich got out of control there a little bit. The Orioles struggle with runners in scoring position again. Cardinals bullpen was great, as Tony Manzalino said after the game. So they handle their business in the rain, and they take the series. Since May the 2nd, the Cardinals have been one of the best teams in baseball, as they're now breathing down the Cubs' neck in the NL Central. We'll get to the standings here in a second. But for the Orioles, another opportunity lost to get things done. Tomorrow, they'll take on the White Sox. Sean Burke, right-hander for Chicago. Zach Eplin, since he's come back, Steve, been giving up a lot of souvenirs, which is not normally his MO. He's been very giving with the home run ball here.
It's if you look at the rotation the last week or so, surprisingly good outings from Trevor Rogers and Charlie Morton, and not from the likes of Zach Eflin. So this whole thing's out of whack. And Bob, last time I was on with you, I said Charlie Morton, next start, watch. Remember?
I do.
And that start was supposed to happen in Boston, and it didn't.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, all right, yeah, whatever. But maybe even more surprising was Trevor Rogers.
Exactly, I think he was.
That was huge, because they had lost a tough game. They got blown out in the 19-5er. Blew the game in the opening of the doubleheader Saturday. And me and Nolan were talking about it earlier. I thought they were getting swept. This is a sweep. They're done. Losing streak's going to reach a bazillion. And he goes out and deals, and the velocity was up. Where the hell did that come from? Now, back down in Norfolk, but I'm guessing his return to Baltimore is going to be very soon.
I would hope. I thought he would be pitching this weekend. I don't think he's listed. But, you know, I interviewed him in December, and he told me then they found some things that were going to help his velocity. And he really liked where he was then, and he hadn't really done much throwing. He didn't, you know, throw a lot around Thanksgiving. That's about when I talked to him. But he was very encouraged about his velocity going up to where it actually is now.
Yeah, because that trade right now looks bad for Baltimore. Stowers and Norby, two starters for the Marlins, and a guy that was brutal last year but was great. I mean, thumbs up Trevor Rogers, and hopefully he can keep that momentum rolling, because Morton and Rogers, their last start, what they did is exactly what Mike Elias wanted them to be.
Yeah.
But haven't seen it at all.
I mean, it's the 27th man in a doubleheader. Rogers can come back at any time. So I would hope they get him back here pretty soon.
All right, American League East last night. Brewers taking on the Red Sox. And it was a rough trip to beer country for the Boston team.
Fly ball into center. Rafael is back. Tagging is Freeland. Rafael makes the catch. Here's the throw home. It is late.
That's FanDuel Sportsnet on the call. Caleb Durbin, sack fly in the 10th inning, finishes off the Boston Red Sox 6-5. Durbin was 2-for-4 with three ribbies. Frelick, he had four hits as Milwaukee wins the game and sweeps the series. And I'm sure you saw the opener of the series. Old D.L. Hall got the win for Milwaukee, coming out of the bullpen right off the old IL there.
Good for him. Glad he's back. Took a while, didn't it?
Rays taking on the Minnesota Twins. Twins have owned the Orioles, but Tampa's not having none of that. And a former Terp had a lot to do with yesterday's outcome.
And a high shot back into deep right, and that baby is gone. Home run off the bat of Brandon Lau, number 11.
FanDuel Sportsnet on the call there as well. Brandon Lau, number 11, 11-game hitting streak. 5-0 was the final score. Caminero also goes deep for Tampa. Rasmussen, 6 innings pitch, strong baseball, 5 Ks. The Rays take 2 out of 3 from the Minnesota Twins, and the Twins look like the 27 Yankees against the Orioles when they've seen them 6 times this year.
Yeah, they were due to lose some. It just didn't happen against the Orioles.
Blue Jays taking on the Texas Rangers, and a guy that gets scrutinized for not living up to his previous performances. Sound familiar? Got the big hit last night and then some.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. Osuna back at the track. It is gone! Pinch hit blast! Bo Bichette! And the Blue Jays take a 2-0 lead with 2 outs in the ninth.
That was Blue Jays radio, as you could tell. Bo Bichette, 2-run homer. Top of the ninth inning off former Oriole Jacob Webb. Proved to be the only run scored in the game as Toronto wins that one 2 to zip, and the Blue Jays take 2 out of 3 from the Texas Rangers as the American League East rolls on. And then finally last night, maybe not the most electrifying game in regards to run production, but it was a pitcher's duel, and this happened in the first inning, which proved to be the only run of the game.
That one is driven out to left center field, and that is going to be caught on the run by Taylor. Tagging and scoring is Goldschmidt. That's a sac fly for Volpe.
Michael K., Yes Network on the call. Anthony Volpe, sac fly first inning. That was it. One zip. Final score. Clark Schmidt goes 6 strong to pick up the win there as the Yankees sweep the Los Angeles Angels and just continue to cook right now. And you tell you, hey, look. Gerrit Cole's not pitching. Luis Gil has been out. They've had some other. Schmidt himself started the season on the IL, but Stanton hasn't even swung a bat for him yet. But here they are, 7 games up.
They are 16-4, Bob, in their last 20 games. And I'm looking up a stat here. In those 20 games, their staff ERA is 2.60. They are pitching really well. They've given up 53 runs in those 20 games. Wow.
And let's not forget as well, Steve, that their closer they traded for Milwaukee, Devin Williams, lost the job because he was so brutal. Paul Goldschmidt's bounced back to maybe not hit the home runs that he did in his prime, but he's up there contending for a batting title. And Rice and Wells and Grisham's hit a ton of home runs. And Judge is just playing at another level offensively.
Don't hear much about those crazy bats anymore, do we?
Oh, the torpedo bats?
Right.
No, maybe the Orioles ought to get some of those things. American League East report today. Game in progress. Top of the second up in Philly. The Braves taking on Philadelphia. Got rained out last night. Doubleheader 6:45 is game 2. A's are at the Blue Jays 7:07. Of course, it's in Toronto. Tampa's at Houston 8:10. Nats are in Seattle. That one's coming up at 9:40. And real quick, division leaders on this total request Thursday. Yankees 7 up in the East. Toronto, or Tampa rather, second place. Tigers 6 up in the Central. Mariners a half game up on Houston in the West. Got the Phillies 2 up on the Mets in the East. Cubs 3 up on the Cards there in the Central. And the Dodgers are 2 up on the Pods, 3 up on San Francisco. Diamondbacks hit a kind of a rough patch here as of late. They've lost 7 of 10, 2 in a row. They're 7 games back. And then there's the Rockies, who they're in their own little world of futility, as we say.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Colton Cowser has doubled in a run for Norfolk in the state game. We got on the monitor here, they're trailing 3-1 Lehigh Valley. The Tides today are actually facing one of the best pitching prospects in baseball at this hour. Andrew Painter is the number 5 prospect in a top 100 MLB pipeline. 6'7 right-hander who can hit 100. And Cowser's doubled twice off him today.
And Westy's at the plate now trying to cash him in. So they're on TV right now, Mass and Sports, and we're talking about it here on 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in the next segment. It's Bob Haney, it's Steve Molesky, it's Nolan McGraw here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Revisitation, Steve Molesky, of the 1983 ALCS. Last time the Orioles had been to the World Series was through Chicago and Tony La Russa.
Britt Burns on the mound.
Yeah, he got other stuff going on in the world of sports, like the OTAs, drama in Bears land. From Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Thursday, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Gentlemen, honored to be with you today. Another historic battle will be had this weekend, and so many in the press and everybody flogging themselves over Caleb Williams. So, yes, it's fun times.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to start there. And I know there's a book coming out where apparently Caleb Williams, the dad in particular, against going to Chicago. His preference was Minnesota. I kind of remember hearing whispers about that before the draft last year, but Caleb Williams had to address this yesterday, and I thought he handled himself quite nicely. He made it sound like I talked to mom and dad, basically saying, know your role, that sort of thing, as he's the leader of that team now with a new head coach that he's excited about. But why all this unnecessary drama in a media world and a sports world where, you know, we kind of thrive off of this stuff? Gives us things, Mike, to talk about.
Well, you know, the old rule of thumb, whenever the family gets involved, dot, 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 right? There's very few instances where it's all just positivity and, oh, it's cool. Hey, there's mom and dad and they've got a great quote, whatever. No. They get involved and we get some storylines out of it, and history's littered with them. In this particular case, you are right. I mean, this did circulate, and we talked about it before the Super Bowl. Last year, it started to percolate. You know, our colleague at Fox Sports Radio, Colin Cowherd, had people that he was saying that was what he was hearing, that they didn't want to go and they were going to test it. And then it becomes a question of how deep that is. And certainly for Williams' dad, can any of us disagree with anything that was said? Bears are where quarterbacks go to die. Okay.
Correct.
You know, I heard some making the argument. It's like, are you going to tell me that Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or whatever, we're going to fail? You know, it's silly. I'm like, no, what's silly is to think that they're the guys they are if they go to places that don't have decent coaching and decent organizational structure, et cetera. They're not the same guy. They might have been good, but are they at this level? No. Telling me Patrick Mahomes going to Alex Smith and Andy Reid and that offense that didn't help is just foolhardy. But with Williams, you know, we keep waiting for the next person to challenge these systems, right? The draft is a joke. I mean, we know this. We love it. Right. We celebrate. Oh, I can't wait to see what they do. But, you know, in the reality of it, we're like, wait, you got to wish and hope that you go to the right spot. Wish and hope that, you know, your number's called, that you didn't say something wrong in a meeting, whatever, all these interviews. And, you know, that the opinion of one guy in a room doesn't sway everybody else. I don't know, Shedeur Sanders, for instance, this time around. So you have all of that that goes on. But for Caleb Williams, now you're in this fight, and Smith and I were having a verbal slap fight about it yesterday, and that he's like, hey, he's got to come out like a house of fire or it's going to go bad because he didn't want to be there. It's like, the guy has done everything he can to become part of the city. You know, he goes to every event. He goes to sporting events. He goes to community events. He's been all over the place, you know, to try to really become part of the city. Maybe it's a bit of an overreach because of, you know, the quotes that were going to come out in this book. But I don't know that a book by Seth Wickersham should be the thing that everybody's going to judge. Let's just see how smart Ben Johnson is. Can he correct some of the issues Williams has had? And you know, dads are gonna yap. I mean, they had to put Halliburton's dad in the glass box just so he can go to a game, for crying out loud.
Mike, changing gears a bit here. It is a matchup this weekend of the two worst records in the American League, the Orioles at 19-36, and they're only, by the way, a game and a half ahead of the White Sox at 18-38. Now, Bob informs me you're a Chicago guy, White Sox fan. So I want to ask you, as it actually started to get a little better here, I'm looking at their game by game and seeing 8-10 in the last 18. That's not terrible. Is anything getting better on the South side?
Well, you know, the Beatles once sang, it's getting better all the time. We can't get much worse. You know, you have that flows through. Look, a lot of one-run losses. A lot of bullpen implosions. It's something that they're dealing with here in Los Angeles. Tanner Scott, everybody wants to defeat him for his fifth blown save because it stole a great start that Clayton Kershaw had. And we don't know how many of those we have left. But for the Sox, it's the idea of a bunch of no-name guys. You're waiting to see the fruits of the deal with the Red Sox to see if all of those guys one by one can potentially become players. Ben Attendee's had some run. Lewis Roberts, he's got 20 stolen bases already. He's going to get spun off for parts at some point. It's just a matter of whether it's the Mets or some other squad that comes back with the right package of prospects and maybe a starter or two. But, you know, 2005 is light years away. At this point, I mean, you guys feel that, right? It's like, I remember those glory days. At least got to experience them, but it's been a lot of pain in between. You know, when the biggest thing of the was the announcement of they're doing a bobblehead night for guys that are diehards in one of the sections, the 108ers, our friends, guys we've known for years. Like, they're doing a bobblehead night to commemorate these guys. I'm happy for them, but it also shows where you're at of trying to get, you know, a little bit of love and fan engagement, whatever. They spend no money, so until that changes, you're only going to raise that ceiling so high. But you're at least competitive, and you got guys inventable and the manager that seems to get the best out of what they do have. It's a painful watch most nights, but you know, it's at least a club that's together and is trying to work through. And I guess at least this year we can both say we're not the Rockies. So that's good.
Well, we're hearkening back to the glory days of the Orioles like last year, as opposed to where they are right now, where the White Sox were expected to kind of be bottom feeders. The Orioles have been the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball. Mike, before we let you roll, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. I know we're still months away from kickoff in the NFL, but fantasy football never ends. So how many mock drafts are you in now that we've got like the first wave of projected 53-man rosters here?
I've only done three so far. You know, I'm slacking. But it's also getting later and later when these things really get going, because you don't have to go to magazine publishing anymore, right? You and I have been doing this long enough together, Bob, that, you know, it was always, there's 30 of them on the newsstand, and there's still a lot of them. just they don't need the same lead time to go to press that they once did, and a lot of them are online. But yeah, it's the return to everybody wants to go back to the running backs now. So that old strategy of I need that workhorse is showing up once again, and we're seeing more and more quarterbacks come off the board. I disagree with it because I think you can find some value in guys a little bit deeper in the pack. But yeah, it's that fun time of year as we go to OTAs and start to see those camp battles and separations and who's flailing out there. So yeah, we'll be ramping up the I Watch Flex podcast pretty soon here to get into the off season fun and excitement. But yeah, fantasy football still rules. Between that and, you know, everybody and their prop bets on over unders for yardage and touchdowns and all, it's good times.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Mike, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the Orioles White Sox series this weekend and keep an eye out for them Grayson Rodriguez bobbleheads, which are coming out Saturday.
Oh, yeah. What's the pose? What did we do?
He's in the all orange uniform following through, something we probably won't see in reality here in 2025, but you never know. That's why they play the games, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Talk about living in fantasy land. Let's go, guys.
There you go. Mike Harmon, everybody. We'll come back. Go to the Funhouse. Dolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2 o'clock. Orioles and White Sox, as we said, start tomorrow. 3-game set, which means we'll be at Pickles Pub tomorrow for BBT starting at 6. You know, anybody could get a podcast rolling. It's just trying to separate yourself from the rest.
Well, I'll tell you, trying to get eyeballs on my space here, and I mean, some people have asked me, Substack, what is that? And it's a growing content creator website, essentially. I mean, essentially, Bob, I have a little corner of the world at a bigger website, and that website is Substack. And there are a lot of national figures there. There's a lot of people there. So anyway, to find me specifically, fans would go to steveonbaseball.substack.com. The first part is all one word, steveonbaseball.substack.com. So it's a little wordy, but it's not that bad. And if you follow me on social media, you know, you see me mention it all the time. And so since I left Masson and was gracefully told to leave that door to the right at the end of January, and the Orioles again were very nice to me on the way out and have been since. So I think it's fair for me to say that.
Awesome.
And I still have a great relationship with the team, so it's nice to say that too. That's where my work is now, and a lot of fans are finding me, and they take emails like a lot of outlets do now, and you're seeing, you know, it's how you find my story. So I write every day. I have a game blog that I do there that fans were popular with when I was at Masson, was popular item. It's still over there, popular now, and I have started a podcast, which, believe me, it's more challenging than you think. The initial startup of that is challenging. You got to get artwork. You got to get it open. Your friend Charlie Weller has helped me.
He's awesome.
Here at 105.7 The Fan. He's an incredible dude, as people around here know. And he helped me a lot with some stuff, editing and getting that thing going. So now I'm in the point where I'm enjoying putting out a weekly podcast. And today we talked about the Oriole minor leagues in 2025. And, Bob, it's not a great picture right now because three of the four full-season teams have losing records. Some prospects haven't taken steps forward. As we know, some of the young talent in the majors and minors is kind of struggling right now. And all these injuries. So what do we make of all that? So the guy I went to is one of the best, J.J. Cooper. And I tell you, if you go listen to the podcast I have there now with J.J., it's good listening for an Oriole fan. I mean, I'm biased, obviously, about it, but I think we had a great conversation on the Oriole farm, about 30-minute conversation podcast. So steveonbaseball.substack.com, come find it. And it's also on my Twitter X account. And appreciate Birdland joining me.
And we appreciate you coming here with us on The Fan to talk some Orioles baseball here because, of course, the Orioles, part of the fabric of this city. Nolan, who are we jamming to tomorrow as we get people ready for a weekend of sports fun?
Featured artist tomorrow is Pearl Jam. So kind of a returning featured artist, but
right,
an oldie but a goodie, okay. I guess. You can't go wrong there.
Steve, you a Pearl Jammer?
I am not, but one of my best friends, Spiro Marikas, his wife is crazy Pearl Jam, so Cheryl will be.
Okay.
Listening tomorrow just for the breaks.
I got a something tells me Even Flow is going to be part of our equation. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before Inside Access takes over?
Well, I found this a little humorous to mention quickly. We don't mention a ton of hockey on the show, but this is Capitals related. Vinny talks all the time about Alex Ovechkin, his future, how long is he going to play? And he kind of even speculated that, one more year for Ovechkin and then he might retire. Well, quite a mistake here by someone in the marketing or corporate sales department for the Capitals mistakenly sent a mass email out, I guess, to season ticket holders or whoever's on an emailing list that alluded to Alex Ovechkin retiring after 2026. And now Capitals PR has had to come out and say that it's not true. That was a mistake email. Pay no attention to that. We don't know his future at all. We're not making any statements on that. But the fact that email was constructed may be a little behind the scenes getting revealed early there.
Oh, man. That is a faux pas. How about that? Because Ovi did say that he definitely planning on playing next season. He's already passed Gretzky. I mean, he's accomplished that. But, I mean, that Stanley Cup taste, the bitter one for them not even making the Eastern Conference Final, yeah, probably still there for him. But, man, maybe he said something to somebody who jumped the gun a little bit, Steve. And you worked in print and broadcast media. That's a dough. Now you got to put fires out.
In the social media age, man, things spread fast.
Well, I'm sure just like a lot of great all-time players we've seen here in recent history, he would qualify for the retirement tour. Like Jeter got the retirement tour.
Oh, no
David
doubt.
Ortiz, a player of that caliber, you send him off right.
Oh, he gets a rocking chair and also whatever city he goes to, he'll get something that's synonymous. Well, what did Ortiz get? A phone because he bashed the one in the Orioles dugout.
He got the one he broke.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't think he liked it, if memory serves. Anyway, we got time to go through the playoffs.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Eric in Bel Air, who says Heston Kerstad, already 26 years old, should no longer be considered a young prospect. I guess he's youngish, but still very unproven. His limited major league numbers, I think, are becoming his true reality.
Maybe so, except I'll go back to what Ryan Ripken said. I think it was on with Ken and Jason yesterday, maybe. Kerstad right now is about where Stowers was when he took off. So it's too soon to be writing off Kerstad. I'd like to see more of him, not less. Because the Orioles need to figure out if he's in or he out for the future. So I'm in favor of continuing to play him. And he's 26, but he was 22 or 3 when drafted, right? He was an older guy already and college guy. And all these years of issues that were not his fault. It was not his fault he got myocarditis and it set him back two seasons.
But with O'Neill hurt and Kowser hurt, I mean, he'd be given chances. And right now he's in the throes of a pretty significant slump, too.
Well, he is, and didn't play that ball well in the outfield the other night. So right now, it doesn't look great for him. But let's see more.
Yeah, Stowers is Yaz compared to that dude. All right, next.
How about one on the Ravens? Sean in Cockeysville says, Isaiah Likely is the best tight end the Ravens have ever had. Ooh. And that's saying something. If you think this is still a secret or a surprise, you just haven't been watching the Ravens. They need to do everything they can to keep him long-term, and I believe they will.
Yeah, and I agree with the texter there. And we saw it at the end of 2023. He was an all-pro level guy. And he and Andrews did kind of coexist last season. But sooner or later, maybe it's sooner, that Likely becomes the Batman and Andrews the Robin. But Lamar, because they came in the same time, Lamar loves throwing to Mark Andrews, especially in the red zone. Likely definitely brings that big play ability, and he's younger, and if they had to choose, and they probably will, Likely's getting the dough.
Well, they're both the present of the position, but he's more the future of the position.
Todd Heaper's pretty damn good, though, if memory serves.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm not willing to say that Likely's the best. Maybe most talented? I don't know. I mean, that might be a stretch even, but...
Heap was a one-man gang in that pass offense for many years, too.
Right. Well, it's either Heap or Andrews. And Pitta just wasn't here long enough.
Okay. Shannon Sharpe helped him win a Super Bowl, but maybe not in his prime years like he was with the Denver Broncos. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. No Orioles BBT tomorrow at 6. live from Pickle. Steve, appreciate it as always.
You got it, Bob. Enjoyed it. Thanks, Nolan.
Thanks for coming in. Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw, Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.